This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Dawn Piesold from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Dawn, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Tobin.
Good morning to you. And we are here to talk about the Litchfield Chamber, and it's been a pretty active summer for you guys.
Very active. It's
First
been
off,
great.
It's been a while since we've had you on here, and it's been a month since Party in the Park. Any results from this year's Party in the Park? Was it a success for the Chamber?
It was actually a great success. Good records all around. And of course, that's due to wonderful weather, good sponsors, and a great Party in the Park committee.
And then you've had the Farmers Market, which I believe the Chamber's still
putting on the Farmers Market.
It looks like to me vendors have been pretty plentiful out by Library Park. That's been a success too, hasn't it?
Definitely. Our hours are from about 2-3 o'clock until dusk on Mondays and Fridays, and it's really picked up. Everybody, their gardens were a little slow this year with getting things planted due to the weather, but now it all seems to be going very well.
And one of the main topics that we would like to talk about right now is the Chamber Open, which will be here next week, September 5th.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the Chamber Open.
Well, Bank and Trust and Company is sponsoring our 10th annual Chamber Open, and it will be held Friday, September 5th. Our co-sponsors are St. Francis Hospital of the Hors d'oeuvres, and Neiman Grain Farms Incorporated is sponsoring our lunch, and the Evergreen Place Supportive Living is sponsoring our beverage cart.
You got to have the beverage cart.
Got to have that beverage cart. That's right. They all like that.
Now, let's talk a little bit. This year's thing is same as usual, four-person scramble, basically?
Correct.
Go on.
Four-person scramble is the format, and we're welcoming fees up until our welcoming teams to sign up. You can give me a call at the office, 324-2533, or, of course, get on our website at info@litchfieldchamber.com. We will have cash prizes as well as a lot of good prizes we've ordered as well for golfers.
One of the neat things about this, and this started, I think, when Rhea was in your position.
Nikki Bishop, actually. I'm sorry. Rhea did a great job, but Nikki started it.
I'm talking about the string golf thing, because I think that started with Rhea. But this is something neat that if you're close to the hole and you purchase a string.
Correct.
Instead of making a putt, that gives you a hole-in-one, or it could, depending on how far back it is. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about this string golf, because it is kind of neat.
Actually, that it is. It's a great, it gives you a little edge. It's a good way to put it. And if you want to purchase the string, you have a little buy there if you want to use it, as far as the string will go. And it just makes it a lot of fun, too.
How long is the string? About 15 inches, 15 feet? It's not 15 feet, I don't think, is it?
15 feet of string will be given, yes, upon registration, if they choose to purchase it. So it's 15 feet. You can tell I'm not a big golfer, so you caught me, Tobin.
That's all right. But to me, that's a gimme. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
They usually like it.
It's like mulligans at a trivia night. Spend the money and get it.
They like it, that's for sure.
It's a four-person scramble. The price for this isn't really that bad, $260 per team or $60 per person. That's not really that bad for a full day's of entertainment and being outdoors.
It starts at 12 o'clock, and that fee includes 18 holes of golf, cart rental, club fees, lunch with refreshments and hors d'oeuvres, and a free drink in there. The top three teams in each flight will receive cash prizes. First of $300, second place can get $200, and third place will get $100.
And, of course, the Litchfield Country Club, wonderful place.
Awesome.
Is it nine holes? It's nine holes.
It is nine holes.
So you're going to make two laps around the course.
Correct.
But what a way to spend a day.
That's right. A great day to spend an afternoon.
So we usually
have a good turnout. So I hope this year will be the same.
Anyone seeking more information or would like to register, they can contact you at the Chamber?
Contact me at the Chamber, at the office, or hop on our website.
Okay. So that's the 10th annual Chamber Open. Now, let's foreshadow, forecast a little bit further here. We may have to bring in the cooler weather here, because if you look into the future, you've got Halloween, and then I think the holidays are right around the corner, too. So I know that's always been a busy time for the Chamber as well, isn't it?
It is. It's a great time. It's really a lot of fun. And we have our mixing things up a little bit, always looking for new ways to improve. The Chamber has decided to move the Christmas events weekend up to the weekend before Thanksgiving. So this year it will be Friday, November 21st and Saturday, November 22nd.
What brought on the change?
Well, a couple things. We wanted to get things going before everybody started their shopping and family was coming home. And we thought,
basically while people still had money.
Very good, Tobin. You saw right through that. That's right. And we are also having it in conjunction with the City of Litchfield Tourism Department and combining it with the Festival of Trees. So we're going to have it all the same weekend together. The Christmas parade will be on Friday night, mm-hmm. November 21st, and the Festival of Trees will go out on throughout the whole weekend. The Jingle Bell Jog will be the next day, Saturday morning, November 22nd.
And the parade will be the same route as years past?
Correct.
Okay.
It'll be uptown, start at Holy Family, I would assume, around there, and go on up to through town.
And then
on Friday night. So it'll be lighted again. That's real pretty.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yes, yes.
And then the Festival of Trees, that's always been at Lincoln Land. Is that still the case this
year? No, it's not. They're coming to downtown. So they're looking into...
Well, that's a change right there.
That's right. They really had some interest in combining it with us, with the Chamber, for mm-hmm. the whole Christmas events weekend. We were glad to have them on board. Happy about that. So they right now are looking to have it somewhere within the... back to the downtown area, possibly the community center. Just there, they were getting that all lined up as well.
Community center, that's a little off the beaten path from downtown, though.
Well, it is, but that's they're deciding that as well.
Right, absolutely.
Right, right.
So just a lot of activities going on here.
There are. And the deal with the Festival of the Trees, Tobin, is they need a lot of space.
Absolutely.
So that's what they're trying to coordinate.
And that event has grown throughout the years.
It has. And it's always a good cause. That's right.
And then, so just seems like everything is moving full circle. You're now in the holiday mode. You're out of pip mode. Now you're in the holiday mode.
Oh, it goes just like that, as you know. And
Absolutely.
We're already getting ready to have our meetings for Christmas. So.
And then next thing you know, you'll have your awards banquet. Then Party in the Park creeps up again, so it's a never-ending circle.
It is. It's a never-ending circle of a lot of good for the town and a lot of fun. The Chamber members really do support the town.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit real quickly while we have you here. Membership for the Chamber, how is it going?
It's going great. Just very excited about that. We're going to have two ribbon cuttings coming up in September, and we've got a new member that is joining in ribbon cutting for Snap Fitness in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. That will be September 16th at noon, and then another ribbon cutting and grand opening for Time Out Massage. That will be at noon on September 18th.
Where's that at?
That is... I'm going to say right across the street from City Hall.
On Ryder.
I can't think of on the corner of Ryder and Monroe.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. There's a lot going on here. You've got a new hotel being built, Corvette Drive. I mean, there's a lot of...
Action cycles going out there. That's right.
There's a lot of activity going out there. And it's nice to see Corvette Drive now starting to see some action.
That's right. That's correct. It was only a matter of time.
Absolutely.
Yes. Litchfield has so much to offer. We're all so fortunate.
Absolutely. Dawn, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. And I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Dawn Piesold from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.